a joke. This insensibility on Mr. Barlow's part not only cast its own gloom over my boyhood, but blighted even the sixpenny jest books of the time, for, groaning under a moral spell, constraining me to refer all things to Mr. Barlow, I could not choose but ask myself in a whisper, when tickled by a printed jest, what would he think of it? What would he see in it? The point of the jest immediately became a sting, and stung my conscience. For my mind's eye saw him stolid, frigid, perchance taking from its shelf some dreary Greek book, and translating at full length what some dismal sage said, and touched up afterwards, perhaps, for publication, when he banished some unlucky joker from Athens. The incompatibility of Mr. Barlow with all other portions of my young life but himself, the adamantine inadaptability of the man to my favourite fancies and amusements, is the thing for which I hate him most. What right had he to bore his way into my Arabian Nights? Yet he did. He was always hinting doubts of the veracity of Sinbad.